Blog Talk Radio.
Those areas are flooded, and some of Queens also, but
Right.
For the most part, it wasn't that big, and people panicked for no reason, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad you know, nothing really serious happened. I prefer people panic and nothing happened than people relax and then, you know, the worst possible thing could happen.
Listen, if the world's gonna end, it's gonna end in 2012, not 2011. Okay. Well, I gotta say.
Yeah, and it ain't gonna end in 2012. People wanna believe that. That's their belief. You know, that's their problem. I strongly don't believe that.
Oh my God! I'm watching the news and I see people were actually driving in a flood. Like I see a city bus, a school bus driving in the flood. I don't know if children were in there, but and on news they're showing like parts of New Jersey flooded. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Some people don't want to listen. I mean, you watch on the news, you know, the thing is supposed to be coming, you know, in hours, and people are hanging out on the beach.
Yeah.
What are they trying to do? Wait for the last 5 seconds until they see a huge wave, and then they're gonna try to run away.
People are crazy, man.
I mean, And then on the news, you know, there was people that was kayaking in the water.
Silliness.
Luckily for them, somebody took them out and gave them a summons afterwards.
People are retarded.
I don't know, man. It's like people don't believe stuff until it happens, man.
Yeah.
It's like Noah in the Ark, man. People, you know, they had a chance to go in the Ark, but they didn't want to listen and they didn't believe. And, you know, until they see stuff happens, then they believe it.
Yeah, but my condolences do go out to those people that were affected by this hurricane. I heard like 10 people died in either Virginia or North Carolina, something like that. So.
Yeah. Seriously, you know, our condolences go out to those people that are affected or people who know people who were seriously affected by this hurricane.
And for those of you who don't have power in New York City, oh, well, too bad.
Oh,
I'm watching my TV. I got my lights on.
You're such a Yankee fan. It's not even funny.
I'm kidding.
But seriously, you know, hopefully they get their power back because that's tough.
Yeah.
But speaking of the Yankees, They're having a doubleheader. They played the first game, and then they're going to play later today. How about you give a recap since you saw the game?
Well, I didn't see all of the game because I forgot. I didn't even know they were playing today, you know, because the game yesterday was postponed because of Hurricane Irene.
Yeah.
And, you know, I checked yes, and I saw it was about, I think, 3 o'clock when I checked yes, and I saw that the Yankees were playing Orioles. It was in the eighth inning. And it was Orioles leading 1-0, you know, and their announcers were saying Colon, you know, that was he's pitching his best game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it turned out to be his best performance of the season. You know, he only allowed 2 earned runs, but the offense today didn't pick him up, and, you know, unfortunately the Yankees lost. Offense didn't come through. I guess, you know, all those grand slams that they hit on Thursday, you know,
save some for today.
Yeah, they could have saved some today, but I guess their bats were tired from all those runs they scored on Thursday. But
Derek Jeter, you know, recovering from not being with Mickey Kelly. Probably.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Jeter. He has a golden penis, so I don't think that really matters.
Too much information.
He could get any girl he wants. But, yeah, so, you know, Yankees. 2-0.
Oh, 2-0. They got shut out.
Yeah, didn't score today.
Who was pitching for the Orioles?
I have no idea. I can't name you one player on the Orioles, man. I'm sorry.
I can't either. Maybe Nolan Ryan? Is he still on that team?
I have no idea. But, yeah, so. Lost, and we play another game tonight at 7:35.
I think Derek Lee's on that team.
Derek Lee?
Did he get traded to another team?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well, I guess I'll talk about the other team in town, the Mets. You know, they've been doing horrible, but these last couple of games, they've won two in a row. They got their butt kicked by Phillies, but they won that last game. The last game that was on Thursday, I believe, or was it Wednesday? No, I think it was Wednesday.
Didn't you lose one of those games like 15-0 or something?
It was like some ridiculous score like that. I can't remember. But yeah, Phillies beat us up the first two games.
Okay.
A ridiculous number. They shut us out too. It was like maybe it was like 12 or 15-0.
Oh.
Second game, they were beating us up too. There was like what they scored like 9 runs on us. I think we lost 9-4, and then the third game, Telfree actually pitched better against the Phillies, practically unprecedented, and he had a confrontation with which Philly? I'm trying to remember which Philly it was. Polanco. He threw a pitch up and in at him, and he moved out of the way. And Polanco was, arguing with Pelfrey, and Pelfrey was arguing with him. Foley was trying to, hold Polanco back. And then, funny thing is, the announcer after the game, which Mets won, I believe it was 7-4. Yeah, Parnell got his second career save, but this was his first legitimate save because his first career save was like a statistic one. He pitched 3 innings in a win, a blowout. But this was his first real save situation as a closer. And Parnell, he got through the inning. I mean, it was kind of scary, but he got his save this year, his first save as a closer, second
nice.
Career save overall. And then Friday night, Chris Capuano, he had a gem of a game, the best game of his career. He threw a complete game, 2-hitter, had his no-hitter broken up in the fifth, and he had 13 strikeouts.
Wow.
Career high. And the 13 strikeout came to strike out the last guy out to end the game. But he was really dealing.
This was against
The Braves.
Oh, the Braves, okay.
And, of course, the Saturday and today's game got rained out, so Mets sweep the Braves in a one-game series.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it sure is nice.
That's to make up that doubleheader.
Yeah, they're going to make up the doubleheader, I think, on the 8th of September.
Okay.
But it was a great win, by Mets. Mets now have a two-game winning streak. And they didn't play today or yesterday, so they haven't lost in 4 days straight. So I like that.
Yeah. An achievement.
But hopefully they could keep it up. Obviously, Chris Capuano is not gonna have another game like that. You can't expect him to have a game like that all the time. I mean.
Yeah.
That's his best game of his career, This is next, throughout the rest of the year, he could give us a decent start.
Yeah.
Because if that was the case, if he had more games like that, man, you might as well punch a stick in Cooperstown. But he has a long, 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 long.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's nothing really major going on in sports. Mets and Jets and Giants finally got naming rights to their stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard about it, right?
Not really, no.
Yeah. They got a new naming rights. This is pretty much the name of the new Jets and Giants Stadium, or a.k.a. Giants Stadium. The new name of the stadium is the same exact name I wish that Mets would have bought as the naming rights instead of Citi Field. The new Jet and Giants Stadium is called Mets Life Stadium.
Mets Life Stadium?
Yeah, because MetLife, the company, they signed a 25-year deal with MetLife. So the new Giants Stadium, or the new Meadowlands Stadium, whichever you want to call it, it's now being called Mets Life Stadium.
Mets Life Stadium.
I wish that would have been the name of Citi Field, but, What can you do?
Yeah. Well, you know, the Citibank has the rights to that team, so that's why it's called Citi Field.
And what was I going to say? Yeah, they also postponed the Jets-Giants preseason game was supposed to play yesterday. It was supposed to be an evening game. Then they pushed it up to 2 p.m., and now this game, I believe, is going to be played tomorrow.
Yeah, Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Preseason game.
I think the players and the coaches care more than the fans because, I mean, some fans will come out there, but, I mean, it would be more important if we weren't playing, a regular season game on December 24th, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Then it would have been.
I'm going to that game.
Hmm?
I'm going to go see that game.
Oh, I'd love to see that one, too.
I went to the Meadowlands last year, and I saw that brutal collapse against the Eagles.
Yeah.
I almost jumped off of one of the jumped off from the railing.
And you would have probably landed on DeSean Jackson in the end zone, probably. Maybe if you timed it right, you would have stopped them from scoring.
Yeah, well, you know.
But,
I'm looking forward to the Giants. Yeah, I think Giants are going to have a good year, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they lost, what's his name, to injury.
Yeah, I think both teams are going to make the postseason.
Yeah.
Sure, it'd be nice to have the first ever, Meadowlands, series, whatever you want to call it.
Super Bowl?
MetLife Series. Super
Get
Bowl.
Giants.
But then again, I wish that happened in 99 and 2000, and it didn't go my way. So hopefully if it happens, Jets will get their second ever Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, they've been predicting the last 2 years that they would win the Super Bowl. So
yeah, hopefully third time's the charm.
I see.
But they can't keep talking. If they don't win it this year, man, they got to stop talking smack, man.
Yeah, that they're jinxing.
It's just going to make us look ridiculous if we just keep, and we're the team to beat. And we finally got to beat the, I mean, it's not really the Jets' fault because Jets, I mean, they've shown they could beat the Patriots, last couple of years, especially the last time they faced in the postseason.
Yeah.
So the other teams, the other teams in the, NFL, they need to step up their game against the Patriots. And hopefully Jets could finally win the division.
Patriots look like they're going to be great. They got Ocho Cinco now.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's going to be more toned down as far as, his antics.
Maybe a change of scenery with Haynesworth, coming in for the defense. Maybe I'll light a fire under him. Even though signing on, what was that, a $99 million contract he signed?
I think so.
That didn't motivate him, so who knows? Oh, yeah, and they got Asenua, who Jets were trying to go after.
Yep. We'll see what happens this year.
Yep. Hopefully Plastico, he provides that winning present, just like Santonio Holmes provided last year, his former Steeler teammate.
Yeah, Plastico had a big game last week in preseason.
Yeah.
Had a touchdown catch.
Yep.
Sure flashes of what he could do.
Yep, in his debut at the MetLife Stadium. I guess it precedes before calling it, but... His debut.
Is that the name they're going to call, or is that the name they're considering, thinking about calling
it? No, it's official. They're calling it MetLife Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
MetLife. I don't know. It kind of sounds weird.
Yeah, it does sound weird, but hey.
Because they have the Mets in it. I don't know.
I know. Because, it's a MetLife company,
I'm going to have to get used to that name.
Yeah. I would have preferred it for the Mets, but hey, Jets played there, and Jets used to play in Shea Stadium, so it's all good, I suppose. Rex Ryan said that he considered Jet Life Stadium. So.
Jet Life Stadium.
It should be an interesting season, you know, NFL-wise.
Yeah.
And NBA, nothing going on.
But
I don't know.
Like, Coach Ryan, he considers that Jet Life Stadium, but, I mean, the Jets, they can't even sell all their tickets. The PSLs, I mean, come on. You can't be saying things like that.
Oh, well, hey, hopefully, you know, they'll do a better job this year.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Those, what is it, PSLs, whatever those things are called?
Yeah, they're called PSLs.
PSL, isn't that like a high school basketball? High school athletic.
I mean, I think it's called PSAL, the high school one. I don't know what it stands for.
Public School Athletic
League. Oh, that would be my. That was the guess I came up with. That was my guess too. I don't know.
But PSL, does this stand for private seating license or something?
Yeah, I think so. Public school, private. Yeah, I think you're all right. Private.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. But yeah, I guess you know, switching gears because the NBA, there ain't nothing going on, and I don't think those guys are even negotiating.
Oh, I heard that Stern is going to meet next week with some executives and some of the NBA players or something like that next week.
Because it seemed like every 2 weeks they talk to each other, nothing gets done, and then they say, okay, see you guys next week, next 2 weeks or so. But, hey, there's some breaking news for you listeners out there.
I don't think the NBA season is going to start in time.
I don't even know if it's going to – man, I'm having doubts it's going to start at all, period. Because these guys look like they are so far apart, it's not even funny.
Yeah, this is going to be a 99 season all over again.
I hope it ends like – well, I hope we get to the ending at 99, but we actually win this time.
Yeah.
And maybe – who knows? Maybe we'll whoop Spurs' butts.
I hope so.
We'd have to overachieve. I mean, as long as Melo and Stoudemire gels, and you know, whoever they get, you know, could gel with each other. Hopefully, that could happen.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll switch gears lastly to the year. I don't know. I mean, I'm just curious to see how the CM Punk, Kevin Nash storyline goes through. I don't know. I'm just kind of eager to go because I don't know. Last week's one wasn't as epic as the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Kevin Nash was fumbling his over his lines a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he, read his script, was reading his script, if he was rehearsing scripts.
Yeah, I heard that he's not going to read scripts anymore. He's just going to, he got the clearance to, say what he wants to say now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's remember what happened remember that WrestleMania 11 interview?
Oh, yeah, that was epic. Yeah, they were saying like how, Shawn Michaels says he's going to beat you. What do you think about that? And he's like, that's exactly what I think. and afterwards, in the middle, it's like, while he's in the middle of his promo, he realized what he says, and he started getting upset and saying, I'm going to beat you, or whatever he said. That was funny. But, what was I going to say? SmackDown was a disappointment, because I thought they were going to use Bret more.
Yeah.
So they only just used him in the beginning as the special guest GM, and afterwards that was it.
Yeah.
I expected more.
Me too. I thought it was really, I thought he was going to at least fight.
Yeah.
But, just seeing Bret Hart, it brings the warmth to my heart.
Yeah, and he was in his hometown.
Probably
his first WWE appearance in Canada, I would assume, right? Since the Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah.
Unless he might have popped up what was it, last year when he showed up?
Yeah.
Because he was, when he was doing that Vince McMahon feud, that I don't know if he might have popped up on Raw, but most importantly, that was his first SmackDown appearance ever, so.
Yeah. I would have loved to see him put the sharpshooter on Christian, but hey.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
But let me see what else happened. Oh, yeah, I don't know if you saw the there's a new tag team now. Well, there's tag team champions, Kofi versus Evan Bourne. But
yeah, I saw that.
But that's not the major news to me, man. Awesome Truth, man. Miz and R-Truth has a tag team now.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
And that was a funny promo.
And they were rapping. Oh,
yeah,
R-Truth was rapping.
Oh, man, that was a...
You suck?
That was funny. That was a funny... I don't know about you, man, but that was a...
It was. Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's the new theme song.
You suck. You suck?
You suck. You suck. Yeah, that's what sucks.
Awesome Truth. I like it.
Oh, man. And funny thing, the day after, before they announced what their team was, I was thinking that would have been a good nickname for them.
Yeah.
And by the way, Evan Bourne and Kofi Kingston are new tag team champions.
Yeah.
Their tag team is now called the Altitude Era.
Altitude Era. Maybe WWE should start hiring legitimate tag teams, still, like creating tag teams with individual wrestlers.
Yeah, they are actually thinking about that because they signed signed a tag team from Ring of Honor, an independent wrestling group called Kings of Wrestling, and they're gonna debut, I don't know when, but soon, and they're gonna be a tag team. So looks like Triple H is trying to seriously revamp the tag team division, but
better, man.
We always say we'll wait and see.
And the tag team division hasn't been the same since Dudley Boys and Hardy Boys and and Jeff Christian and Edge, you know, were all fighting. I'm saying,
yeah, you didn't even mention the New Age Outlaws, Rocky
New Age Outlaws, right?
The Brothers of Destruction. I mean, the tag teams were, I mean, awesome, man.
Yeah.
Back in the days.
Hasn't been the same.
No, it hasn't.
And you just put an individual wrestler together and...
Yeah, and then they break up, like, in 2 months or so.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hopefully they actually develop the tag team thing.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, you know, this Miz and R-Truth tag team.
Yeah, I want to see how that works out. Might be good. They're definitely gonna be funny.
Nope. I don't know if you heard in the TNA, Hardy got fired. Actually.
Yeah. He's Hardy Brothers, man. They have a lot of issues.
Yeah, Jeff is supposed to be making his debut.
Oh.
I think this week, because it was pretty. They tape the next 2 weeks. So he's going to make his debut this week. And that's pretty much all we have to say. Thanks for coming, McCall.
Anytime.
Thank you for listening. I'm McCall.